You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. You have made it to the middle of the week. That means without further ado, there is a sound effect that we have to hear. Hit it, Butters.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
There it is. It's hump day. You have made it halfway through the week. Congratulations. You are almost to the weekend. Just hang in there. The weather has been fair, cold at night, decent during the day, and the weekend is coming, and Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy. How you?
I'm doing great.
You are doing great.
Man, I'm excited. It's going to be a great day.
Like the snorts and sniffles are like behind you now, it appears.
Don't jinx me.
You're drinking coffee and just enjoying the day.
Yeah, I got a nice cool breeze coming through the window.
Nice.
Got a golf course to watch.
All the people that don't have to work out there playing golf. It's awesome.
Man, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, we're glad you're not anywhere else because we need you right here. And we got a great show laid on for you. Coming up today, going to have a little bit of a change in the lineup. So, you know, Wednesdays, aside from being the camel day, is the day we also do the Grand Council. Usually it's my brethren, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, both of whom had some kind of lame excuse why they couldn't, something to do with like families or Christmas parties or I don't know what. It was lame. Anyway, the bottom line is this. We have two substitute players stepping in. The sous chefs are coming in for the Grand Council. Sean Sullivan, who also is a FM Talk 106.5 morning show guy down in Mobile. He'll be here, Sean Sullivan. And then Scott Buttram, who many of y'all know. He's been on the show multiple times. And Scott Buttram is the publisher of the Trustful Tribune and a guest host for this show. So that being said, Grand Council, 4 o'clock. Sean Sullivan, Scott Buttram. Should be lively. I look forward to it. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper, 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, home fries. You know the deal. Every once in a while, we look around and recognize there's so much happening in our state. So many headlines are like, that's worthy of note. People might be curious about it. And it happened right here in your backyard. So we got to take a look at it because what happens in D.C., that's not always near as important as what happens here in your own backyard. So, yep, number one, out the gate, we're going to talk about cooking up a batch of home fries. Number two is flashpoints. You've heard me use that title a couple of times. It's because there are places around this world right now that are on edge, and they are on edge as a matter of both military and foreign policy. And wars and rumors of wars, right? I would dare say that in some ways we are already in conflict with both Iran and China. You can't get around it. Now, mostly proxy conflict, mostly what I would call covert conflict, but nonetheless, we don't want it to spill over into overt conflict. So we're going to talk about flashpoints because there's some new headlines that need to be considered. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, border madness. Y'all, listen, nobody can look at our southern border and say that what is happening down there right now makes any kind of sense whatsoever. And you also, by the way, can't look at it and tell me there's just nothing we can do because you can do something if you try. Southern border, we're going to talk about that. Border madness. Oh, it's madness. We'll talk about it. Number three on the triple dipper. Well, all right, let me jump over here to my comments, my opening monologue, The Right Side Way. And before I do, I always tell you guys, the sponsor of The Right Side Way is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath around our very large listening area. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, 5 locations around Birmingham. They're there for you 7 days a week, and they are awesome. So check them out, Southern Immediate Care. And oh, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. All right, listen, let me jump in here. And I'll just tell you, you know, and I hope you all do too, but every once in a while I realize how good we've really got it here in the U.S. I mean, I'm fed up with illegal immigration, but as for why there are illegals flooding into this great land of opportunity, well, I get it. We're a nation that literally has everything. All of our needs and way, way, way too many of our wants. I mean, if you spend a little time in a foreign country, you will quickly find that the rest of the world knows what we have and what we don't have. And they know what they have and what they don't have. I have spent a year living among the Afghan people. Now, I didn't see a toilet for pretty much the entire time. But then the vast majority of Afghan citizens, they've never seen a toilet in their whole lives. But what's odd is much of the world can say the same. Those that have indoor plumbing often refer to our version of the porcelain throne as a Western toilet. We Westerners, especially Americans, we prefer to sit on our crappers. We have big ones, we have tall ones, we have loos of many colors. We have toilets that sing, toilets that wash, and toilets that clean themselves. I mean, the poo industry is big business in the U.S. So are we spoiled? Maybe so. But recently I saw something announced with great fanfare that crystallized our potty antics in such a way that I had to give it some study. Did you know that in the U.S. alone, that toilet paper manufacturing is a $16 billion per year revenue generator? 16 billion with a B. That's a whole lot of squeezably soft squares, y'all. Recent market studies, and yes, there are people who make a living studying toilet paper. Recent market studies indicate that the average American consumes about like 24 rolls of toilet paper every year. That's two per month, per person. Some estimates put it closer to 85 rolls per year, but I feel certain that's indicative of a location where people have high-fiber diets or eat a lot of fried food or Mexican or anyway. Toilet paper is big doings in America, right? So are we spoiled? Think about it. In America, there is a whole industry that surrounds toilet paper. All the rolls are the same size by some agreed-upon standard. So if you go to the hardware store to buy a new toilet paper holder, you don't have to worry about buying the wrong size holder. Why? Because it's ubiquitous. It's part of the world in which we live. Toilet paper, don't mess with it. Research dollars have been committed to finding the best ways to make toilet paper in the United States softer, stronger, less likely to shred, and leave little dingleberries. More squares per roll, more rolls per pack, more packs per shelf. The world is their oyster, and toilet paper is what wraps it up. But wait, it gets better. Because the makers of America's rolled comfort have hit a new milestone. Just when you thought that toilet paper technology had peaked, just when you thought, because I'm sure you all think about this because the people that study the poo industry say that you do, just when you thought that surely there was no other way that the makers of America's laboratories pillow soft poo rags on rolls could bring nothing else to bear to our bareness, the latest and greatest innovation has now arrived. Because just recently, Charmin issued press releases announcing that it had broken the code on what people really need in toilet paper. No kidding. There were articles and press releases and new packaging emblazoned with the branding of the latest and greatest effort to ensure that Americans never have to worry about their poo paper being substandard. Charmin announced its newest line of what it calls, you ready? Ultra soft, smooth tear toilet paper. Now I get the soft thing. Foreign travels for me have proven the worth of good old American toilet paper. Some countries, I swear, they don't know how people can walk around knowing the wax paper they put in their boudoirs. But ultra soft? Are there really levels in which one can claim that they have moved from soft to ultra soft? But it's not really the soft aspect that got me. It's the smooth tear. Because apparently, it was hard to tear off squares from the average roll of toilet paper before, which I find to be quite the indictment on American society. Apparently, according to the Charmin press release, consumers had been asking for Charmin to come up with some way for them to be able to tear a square while not leaving a little tail end hanging off the roll. And Procter & Gamble, the makers of Charmin, they are very proud, and rightfully so. Rob Reinerman, the VP of Procter & Gamble, said, quote, "This is something the toilet paper category hasn't seen, and we've spent more than 5 years perfecting the technology and design behind it." 5 years. 5 years spent deciding how best to come up with a wavy perforation that tears off neatly without creating wasted little stringers. Yeah. According to one article I read, and there were many, Charmin has announced that, quote, "It's the first time in a century that the brand has changed the shape of its tissue." Charmin has been secretly letting customers test the new rolls. Really? How did they get that gig, I wonder? The article goes on to read, quote, "The company says the top customer complaint over the years has been the uneven tears from the square shape." Really? But it concludes by making sure that you know that, quote, "straight perforation toilet paper will still be available in ultra-strong and ultra-gentle toilet paper and the Forever Roll." And so now I'm curious, what exactly is a Charmin Forever Roll? Now listen, I must admit that on one hand, I admire the fact that the private sector, without any government subsidies or green energy revisions, has built a better mousetrap. I really don't mind, I'll be honest with you. And I would say that is exactly what the free market is designed to be. I mean, poo paper just got better, and I hope that American citizens are better off for it. But at the same time, you got to admit that this was a first world solution to what can only be described as a first world problem. Don't ever take for granted where you live, y'all. You live in a country where the flip of a switch actually lights up a room, where potholes in your paved roads are considered not normal, where laws ensure that you can speak freely, and where despite our urban growth, we still have countless acres of natural beauty. We are indeed a city on a hill and a beacon of hope, and the rest of the world wants what we have. They want some of that first world, and they would love to have our first world problems, because first world problems beat third world solutions, hands down. In America, the average citizen has a car, can live stream TV, a smartphone, and access to retail shopping that would blow the mind of the average citizen of 90% of the world. You have rights, like the right to assemble, the right to vote, to worship, to speak. You have the right to due process. You have the right to own land. American citizens have access to schools where kids don't have to sit on the floor. And if we turn on the tap in our kitchen, we can expect clean water. So are we spoiled? I would say yes. But at the same time, I would have to add that we are also truly blessed. And we should never, ever take it for granted. Because y'all, you live in a nation where the average citizen can have toilet paper that's labeled ultra smooth, soft and smooth tear. And that, my friends, is a nation worth defending. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, in case you didn't know, poo paper is big industry. It's just like, who knew? And I can already tell Brian from Huntsville, I knew somebody would do it. Brian from Huntsville saying, don't squeeze the Charmin. There it is. Mr. Whipple, don't squeeze the Charmin. But you know what? When it's like ultra soft and smooth tear, how can you resist? First world problems. It's good to live in the first world. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.